Welcome back here on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, you know, the markets have been really tough last year. We've got headlines that really invoke a lot of anxiety and fear for people, whether it's geopolitical or financial or whatever it is. And all of those things elicit an emotional reaction.
That's right. And watching your portfolio on a daily basis does not make those emotions go away. So there is something that you have to be able to do in order to help mitigate what you're feeling.
Or if you think about the retirement experience, right? Retirement hopefully will be decades long, right? But emotionally, sometimes we're experiencing it day to day. So we got this long time, this long-term vision and a lifestyle that we've planned for ourselves, but boy, these headlines can really derail you, right? And so we've got a terrific guest to help us understand how we might, I don't know if protect ourselves is the right phrase. We'll find out in just a minute. But Dr. Bruce Hutchison is a retired clinical psychologist. He's also the author of, and I love the name of this book. It starts with Emotions Don't Think. I love that piece. Mm-hmm. Emotional Contagion in a Time of Turmoil. We certainly have that. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for inviting me. I'm pleased to be here.
I was going to say, let's start with the book. Tell us a little bit about the book, why you wrote it, and what it's about.
Okay, well, you know, I was aware of the heightened emotions in society that cause things like turmoil and divisiveness and all kinds of various issues. Our emotions are flying high and things are changing. And so I think we have to learn how to deal with the emotions. And that's why I wrote the book, to help people realize that. People were using emotions to think, but emotions can only feel. They don't think. So, you know, we can help deal with that in some ways by learning how to handle the emotions.
Bruce, in your clinical experience and your education, does it get any easier as we get older in recognizing this, you know, in handling the emotional impact and trying to then change or put some rational rigor around it? Or does it get harder as we get older?
Well, it begins to get easier, I think, when you get into your 60s. And you get wiser in your 60s and you have knowledge and it can help you handle things. But then as you get into your 70s and 80s, it gets more difficult because our brain begins to play tricks on us. And so sometimes people can get more emotional and quickly react when they didn't used to. So it can be a problem, especially when you have the turmoil going on there with the stocks going up and down and the political aspects changing and being more divisiveness here in Canada as well as down in the U.S. And it can certainly be an issue for many people these days.
So can you tell us, how do people recognize when they're having a strong emotion? What should they be doing about it at that point in time?
Well, when they're having a strong emotion, they would probably need to realize that they're reacting quickly or strongly. And maybe they're using a swear word or thinking that. So if I said to you, why are you asking me that question? That would probably be an emotional reaction on my part. So a person can then reflect on what they're doing, what they're saying, and then say, oh, then sorry, maybe I should have cut back on that and kind of apologize to catch up with your, let your brain catch up with yourself for a few moments. And I say, can you repeat that question, please? And then I can prepare myself to say something with more wisdom. So, yeah. So just be polite about it and catch yourself with things.
Bruce, one of the things that we notice, and again, we're not clinical psychologists by any stretch of the imagination, but there seems to be a pile-on effect. So, you know, what somebody reacts to, my experience tells me, is not always the underlying issue that they're dealing with. And so there's two elements to that, right? It's the person that is getting that emotional reaction. But as the person dishing out that emotional reaction, so first of all, is that true that it's often, you know, triggered, what comes out may not be the actual triggering event? And if so, how do you actually unpack or uncover what it is that's truly bothering you that you're reacting to?
That's a difficult thing to do. It takes some time, but that's a good point. It's something underneath what's going on and with yourself and with other people. And so it's important to be aware of that with others. If they're reacting to you in a strong way, then don't take it personally, because there may be something going on in their life that's triggering their emotion that they're not telling you about. So if someone's angry about politics, maybe they're upset because they've had some hurt in their life. You don't know for sure, but that would make sense, because people will usually react in a personal way but they don't really identify that and don't tell you about it. But if they're saying, well, person X is, and then they use a swear word, then you kind of sense, well, that emotion comes from some other place. So you go down inside yourself and become more empathetic. Empathetic doesn't mean that you have to agree with what they're saying, though. You can say, gee, it must be tough to be that way, or I see it's been hard for you. But they won't probably go into that. They're all talking about what they're saying. So then, for example, they might say, yeah, that leader certainly has been good, bad, whatever. They use an emotional word. And you can say, yeah, I can see how you feel that way. She's been tough, or he's been tough. It's been difficult for you. And then you can start to talk about yourself and how it's reacted to you too, and have some empathy there. And that way you can start to get into more, deeper things with that person and get away from the really contentious issue that they want to talk about. People want to be heard and understood. That's the basic thing that's going on, and they use politics to do it.
Yeah, I think about Liana a lot of the the conversations we'll have, and Bruce, you talk about emotional contagion in a time of turmoil, and there's lots of headlines, right? There's lots, if you want to, read the news to be concerned about today, right? And it drives a strong emotion, but I find it interesting that we'll get caught on those things, and often it is eliciting something underneath that, right? That we've got to try to unpack or uncover if we kind of want to settle the mind and get that anxiety down. And any thoughts you have around that, when you've got this strong emotion to a headline, okay, and you want to lash out at something, or the whole world's terrible, how do you get that under control?
Well, you start with where the person's at. It's hard to get into the underlying feelings, with that individual, because you're not doing psychoanalysis with them or therapy with them. So start with where they're at. And again, they may have been hurt by something. So tell me about a situation where you found that you had to pay too much money for something. Let's say, for example, because prices are going up, and people are debating whether groceries are going up or not, or whether the grocery stores are making too much money. And so I start with where they're at and say, that must be hard for you, right? And so do you kind of feel left out sometimes in life? And we may think, yeah, they do. That's why they're reacting that way. But they may say, no, they don't. That's because, they don't want to admit anything like that. And so it's tough. It takes a long time to unpack this stuff, as you're saying, so it takes a while to do that. So you can do this over a period of time with that person, if that's a person you have a relationship with, and gradually get down to the issues. So what would it be like to not be able to afford to pay your rent, or pay for your groceries? Do you worry about needing the food bank, whatever? So we'll talk about those kinds of things, and how far does it go? Well, this person might say, no, I don't want to go. I'm not going to go to the food bank. I don't need that. I'm not that bad. Well, good, good. They'll, can say that people can be in tough times when they have to do that. And then it's a way to start to show some empathy as well.
Bruce, I want to thank you for that. There's lots to unpack as we talk about. We'll have to continue to have you back and help us and remind us of these things. But I want to thank you very much for you providing some context and some input on this topic.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Dr. Bruce Hutchinson, who's a retired clinical psychologist, also the author of Emotions Don't Think: Emotional Contagion in a Time of Turmoil. All right, we're clearly in a time of turmoil. And you know what? I'm not sure there's any period of time where there isn't turmoil,
That's
right?
right.
So I think controlling emotions and making sure you've got long-term strategy and you stick to a discipline to make sure you get through all this stuff is really important.
And that strategy is something we're going to be talking about at our next seminar, Tuesday, March 21st, 7 p.m. We'll be live in person at the Four Points by Sheraton in Calgary. You need to go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, and I want to thank you for joining us on another edition of More Than Money. On behalf of Leanne and myself, Dave, we look forward to chatting with you next week. And if there's any of our past segments that you're interested in, remember, you can always get them by podcast or by going to morethanmoneyradio.com.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.